Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast.
Is your heater safe? Why replace it when Service Patriot can restore it? Get their $59 27-point furnace tune-up and safety check, including a free 1-inch filter. They also check your AC for free.
Go to servicepatriots.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
It has been an amazing last 11 years with Damian Lillard as a Portland Trailblazer. Let's not ever forget what he has given to this city, the moments. We'll have the rest of our lives to think about all those moments and everything he's done. But let's break down the last week of transgressions that has led to Damian Lillard now being the newest member of the Milwaukee Bucks, which, thank God, first of all the teams that had their names in the mix, I'm glad he's going to the Bucks. Playing with Giannis, a very likable star. Two dudes that are both very likable. That combination is going to be nasty. We can get to that at some point. But Damian Lillard is finally traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. And the return for the Blazers, it's a three-team trade with the Suns as well. And Blazers get back Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, Jordan. You might have the name of the third guy off
Tumani Kamara.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Draft pick, 2029, and then a couple draft swaps, I believe.
2030.
Look at you, locked in.
Well, and it's burned into my memory.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Very, very sad.
So that is the trade as of now. Drew Holiday, not going to be a Blazer, looking to get more. I think I've read about, like, there's like 14 teams interested in acquiring him. That could be multiple picks.
Of course.
Maybe a young player coming that way, but the trade has happened. I mean, he's going to go to Milwaukee. This is the new era of the Blazers without Damian Lillard and Rashad. I mean, just initial thoughts from the trade, the return, when it all happened, because I believe this was on Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe, that this Wednesday morning
Wednesday
is when it went down. I got out of the doctor office checking out my back, and shocking, nothing wrong with it, apparently. I have to go to PT. Let's not get into that, though. What were your initial thoughts, though, Rashad, about the trade?
First initial thought was finally, it's over. Like, this is...
Like, thank God.
Thank God this whole thing is over, because it's been nothing but
I would say months, but let's be real, years of talk about, man, is Dame going to sign here? Is he going to get traded? Like, what's best for the organization? What do you do? And let's be real, we got 10 years, you know, of healthy Damian Lillard. You know, we had some great teams in between there with LaMarcus and, you know, Wesley and, you know, all those guys. Had a great playoff run 1 year, getting all the way to the conference final. Like, you know, just I've on that note, man, appreciate what happened or what he did. And I think more than anything, I'm just ready to kind of move on. You know, like, I think 10 years, 11 years for any franchise is a lot. You know, that's a lot of time. Kids are, you know, from elementary school through high school. If you're my son, only knows Damian Lillard as a Portland Trailblazer. You
know? My son cried the day it happened, apparently.
Yeah, see, you know, it's just, and there's a lot of kids that had jerseys and went to the Rose Garden.
I made him run a lap because of it.
Yeah, wipe those tears. Boy, rub some dirt on it, man. He'll be fine.
Then do up downs.
Yeah, see, that's there you go. Joe Jackson.
Did you do him with him, Dan Campbell?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I had him do push ups with my foot on his back. No tears.
You know, but overall, I was happy with the return that the Blazers got, including Drew Holiday. You know, only even if Drew Holiday is going to be used as a trade piece to get more pieces, or, you know, bench players or whatever he's going to be.
Yeah, they're flipping it quick.
It's going in due to be, time.
It's going to be something that's going to be, you know, beneficial for the franchise. I've never was a Nurkic fan, and so
I want to talk about, you know, being happy that a run is over.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing ran its course.
For Nurk to go was, you know, was like, okay, that's a move. But for the most part, man, I think a lot of credit's got to be given to Joe Cronin, who I think is kind of, people are 50-50 on.
But wait, I thought he was the worst person on planet Earth. Nah. And
His
time was numbered.
He did his job.
Somebody in that studio still thinks so.
Yeah, he did his job. You know, he did exactly what he was supposed to do, which was, he didn't cave to his superstars, players, you know, wasn't even a request. It was a demand. I want to be traded, and I want to be traded to this team. If you don't trade me to this team, then I'm not going to play. That's essentially what Damian Lillard said. And so he could have been like, okay, I'll trade you to Miami, get nothing back for it, and screw our franchise. Then how mad would people have been at Joe Cronin? If you'd have really made that trade and taken Tyler Hero and who was the other one that they were trying to that they're trying to give, the other white shooter?
I mean, all I saw that the reports were coming out was Tyler Hero and two firsts,
and then Kyle Lowry. If
that was really the deal that you were going to get, Blazer fans would have been pissed,
and Joe Cronin possibly would have lost his job.
Absolutely.
It's not just about Blazers fans being pissed. It was Joe Cronin trading for his job here.
That's exactly what he did, and look what he did. He took the superstar player, got some first round picks out of it. Was probably going to get more first round picks out of it because of the Drew Holiday trade. You got a competent center all of a sudden, and then you made room for your 20 point a night scorer, Anthony Simons, and then your two new young guns to be able to grow and flourish. The average age is like
24, 25-ish.
One of the youngest in the mix, and one of the youngest teams in the league.
Dude, it sounds like he totally just ruined the franchise and roster to me.
I mean,
he didn't ruin it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Sarcasm.
We still don't know how these guys are going to play. I don't think they're going to win many games, but I mean, hey, we'll see. You at least got a few veterans, you know, in the lineup that can maybe get you over the hump. Because if you're asking me right now who's better, Ayton or Nurk?
Oh, easy.
It's not even a question who's better at this point. And so, of course, you lose Dame, but you've got some young talent and we keep forgetting about Shaedon Sharpe. Like, we've talked a lot about Scoot Henderson to where we've kind of forgotten about Shaedon Sharpe and his skill set and his growth and all those things. So, I wasn't mad at Joe Cronin. I actually thought he did a really good job. He's not Danny Ainge, but he still came out of this thing looking great. And like you said, Jordan may have saved his job with this trade.
So I see two sides to this deal. Just what you said, he saved his job essentially and really gained the respect, I think, of some Blazers fans and national media as well, and probably some others in the NBA GM circle, just able to get what they did. I'm not sure people were thinking they were going to actually be able to get a front court piece that they wanted, but congrats to Joe Cronin for doing that. And yes, they needed to move on after so much time, but there is the Blazers fan side of me that will never accept the fact that, I get it, we got 10, 11 great healthy years of Dame. We gave up probably four more years, maybe three more prime years if he stays healthy. This is in peak world. We gave that up for another 10 years of Scoot Henderson with an organization that couldn't put talent around one of the top players in NBA history. So I get it. We have to do this. We're here, and I've got to understand and accept it, but there is part of me that will be mad forever at this Blazers organization for letting egos to just dictate everything. Dame wanted to come back after all of this happened. Joe, I'm sure we're going to get into that, and it's just so frustrating to hear basically egotistical attitudes and a couple of jerks may have swayed these talks throughout this entire process.
The thing that that like kills me the most over time is that we're forgetting how bad of like that Neil Olshay put this team in. Like it was really
stop
really
breaking
bad.
News, dude.
It was really bad when Joe Cronin took over. And I think that he, for the last, 2 years since Olshay left, has been trying to play this line of, we need to reset the deck, and I'm going to somehow make Dame a part of that, but I don't know if it's going to be possible. And quite frankly, I think that things changed dramatically and drastically, both words, on draft night when the Hornets took Brandon Miller instead of Scoot Henderson. I mean, at that point, I think them wanting Scoot Henderson was a huge part of things changing as far as the third pick goes.
But how did they get Scoot?
Well, I mean, they didn't trade the third overall pick
leading up to the draft. But how did they get the third overall pick? They sat Dame and went 1-9 in the last 10 games because they said, Dame, buy into what we're doing and we're going to get this around you.
The third pick wasn't guaranteed at that point, though.
But then when they got it.
The sixth or seventh was maybe, you know, that's where they were in that area. Nothing was guaranteed at that point.
But then when they got it because of what Dame did for them, when they got more than what they wanted, they said, screw you, Dame, we're moving on. I'm never going to get over that, Joe.
I mean, here's the cold part, though. Like,
going to have to here in a couple months.
After months of, man, dude wouldn't even speak on the Blazers. I'm not even going to speak on the Trail Blazers organization when he was asked questions, you know, about it. And then all of a sudden, you demand a trade. I'm only going here. I've been so loyal, all these things. You said all these things for so long. And then all of a sudden, man, yeah, I guess I'm going to come back, and at least until y'all trade me. And it's
yeah. And let's not get it twisted either.
No, I don't. It want wasn't. To come a, back. You I'm going to cut. A lot's happened. Yeah, we're good. Like, it's okay. We this can wasn't go our a, separate ways. How is you coming back supposed to impact these young dudes? Like, you coming back, you've already basically mean like, I don't want to be a part of this team. Don't want to be part of this organization. And now, like, oh, all three. And what sport? What sport outside of Kobe with the Lakers, because he's Kobe and the Lakers are falling apart. And what sport has there ever been a superstar that's been like, yeah, I don't want to be here. And then he came back and was like, I was playing, y'all. We're good.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my girlfriend and say, hey, I'm going to look for a little bit better option.
Charles is out there.
See if I can go win a championship and then come back 2 months later. And be like, you know what? I'm going to come back and see how this works for a little bit longer.
Guys,
and
I bet you those relationships do still exist.
No, and exactly. Those, and we call those dudes simps. And Joe Cronin wasn't a simp because basically you thought this girl in Miami was going to give you everything that you weren't, that you needed to be successful. And Miami was like, yeah, I don't like you that much to give you that. And then it was like, okay, well, I guess I'll come back. No, go back to Miami. Go take him. That's what you wanted. That's exactly what Dame wants. So he kind of made this bet in a lot of ways. And let's be real. You took an extra $125 million, extra whatever, to tie up more funds so we couldn't get more superstars. You asked them to sign Jeremy Grant knowing that you weren't going to be there. Like, yo, you did a lot of this stuff. So I understand. I love Damian Lillard, and I appreciate everything he's done as a trailblazer. But he's got to take some blame for the way this whole thing went down, too. You built your whole thing on loyalty and then did the most weirdest disloyal stuff over the last couple months. Like, bro, who does that? I get it, man. So hey, man, good luck to him. I think you're gonna do great things in Milwaukee. The East is a beast. I think that's what we're not saying. The East is tough, but I think, man, between Dame and Milwaukee, inside outside, that's a problem.
It'll be nasty.
That's a problem.
It'll be nasty. No, I'm glad it's all over, man. I'm just ready to turn the page. I love Dame too, but I am it's it
whoever's in the front office, whoever's calling the shots, whatever, it's still always the Portland Trailblazers. It's not the Portland Damian Lillards. It's not going to be the Portland Scoot Hendersons in 10 years.
Wasn't the Portland Drexlers. We've seen this before.
I mean,
we've seen this before, unfortunately. We lost our other best or our best player ever, and that's what I think. That's my own thing.
The role of a general manager is to look out for the best of the team and the franchise, and...
And I think everybody got what they wanted. Dame didn't get to go to Miami. He went to Milwaukee, probably a better situation, you know, a championship situation already with a surefire superstar. Amen. Well, arguably the best player in the league. Amen. I think Dame is great.
Yeah, we say it's over, but it's not. I mean, as we get into the season, as these careers progress for the younger Blazers, and as things go for Damian Lillard, it's going to be dog days. Oh, we're not
it's
done with
be dog
this.
Days,
we're not
man.
Done with this at all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.